Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes LifeMark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah. She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
LifeMark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
She knows what the left is thinking before they do. Dr. Gina Loudon, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I can't believe I've gone this far into the show and not played this soundbite yet, but here it goes.
Guess what? We got a lot to do. You gotta say hi to me. We go back a long way. She was 12, I was 30, but anyway. This woman helped me get an awful lot done. Anyway.
All right, I let you hear the full, like, before he said it and after he said it, because I wanted you to have the context of exactly how weird that parenthesis was that Joe Biden pulled in Washington State on Friday.
Guess what? We got a lot to do. Got to say hi to me. We go back a long way. She was 12, I was 30, but anyway.
Yeah.
This woman helped me get an awful lot done.
I'm sure she did. Sounds like it. Anyway, Dr. Gina Loudon is a thrice-credentialed human behavioralist expert. She's also host of the Prime Time with Dr. Gina broadcast on the Real America's Voice News Network. You can get RAV on your local Roku, Apple TV devices, also on your phones. Take it everywhere. It's called OTT, over-the-top television. It is the way of the future. Dr. Gina, that happened on Friday, and my feed on social media could not have been more stuffed full of it. And I'm not talking about from politicos. I'm talking about from average, you know, moms that go to the gym or we see at the yoga studio or wherever else that I've never had any political conversation with saying to me, what was that? I just wonder if that had been Donald Trump who had said those specific words in that kind of, hey, you got to come see me kind of voice, what the difference would have been in the reaction by the press?
Kevin, how is it that every Monday the stories outdo themselves? The absolute appalling irony gets even more unbelievable. If you
right.
made this up in a novel, it wouldn't sell because they'd say it was too out there. No president of the United States would ever make such a statement while they were busy trying to destroy another president that they've been witch hunting for a half a decade now or more and can't find anything on him. So here we go. So this is Joe Biden admitting he is a pedophile.
And I kid you not, when I tell you non-political people that I never hear political opinions from, when they saw this, they recoiled in horror because they're like, what could that possibly, even if you tried to give someone the benefit of the doubt, and Dr. Gina, you're the human behavioralist here. There's body language. I'm sure you saw the actual video, but when he's talking, you know, just his normal speech, and then he spots her, and then he points at her, and it's not like a hey, how you doing? It's hey, you got to come see me, and you almost hear the kind of the edge of his voice hitting there. You know, it's like that's kind of creepy. I mean, that's even as creepy as when he then goes ahead and just says the ages of the people that were involved in whatever scenario he's painting. And Dr. Gina, beyond that, he's in a room full of leftist Democrats, and they all thought it was funny. They all thought it was hilarious. There was just something to just chuckle and guffaw at because crazy Uncle Joe's telling stories again.
If this had happened at a Trump rally, okay, the whole audience would have fallen dead silent. Some of them would have begun booing. That's what would have happened.
This is the real crux of where they're at, though, right? Because they think 12-year-olds should be able to have their healthy breasts removed and their genitals altered. They believe that 12-year-olds should be able to do this stuff without even notifying their parents. They believe that parents that are 12 years of age should be given the birth control pill and have access to abortion if the unforeseeable happens. And again, they don't think that parents should have anything to say about it. See, it doesn't register as a problem to these people that are around him, that are in this crowd, that all love him, because they all say that there's nothing wrong with this. They hate kids. They want to see kids destroyed. They don't care if it messes up their lives or not. This is just the way of the lust feeding the lust that has no end to the appetite. And at the end of the day, they just don't care that the leader of the free world may be implying what obviously sounds like to the rest of the world that he is actually implying. I'll give you the final thought.
I mean, my final thought is, I've always thought that he was a pretty sick soul. He's been a horrible, truly deplorable politician who's made money at the public trough, not even to mention at the deficit of his own family, obviously, because Hunter is so screwed up. But now we have admitted, confessed pedophilia in a national audience with the Democrat Party laughing. This should be the biggest headline of all headlines yet, if we care anything about children. And it throws the book, honestly, Kevin, at this party that for a long time I thought they were conspiracy theories, saying, you know, that it was full of pedophiles. But at this point, I think that I don't have to make that case. You don't have to make that case. No conspiracy theorist has to. Joe Biden just made that case, and there's no argument.
Yeah, that's well said. All right, check her out tonight, 7 o'clock, Dr. Gina Primetime on Real America's Voice. Kevin McCullough coming back. Don't go anywhere.